It's the Pittsburgh Tech Report, a weekly snapshot of technology trends, newsmakers, and research in our region. I'm Mark Newbar, 90.5 WESA. In tech headlines, the University of Pittsburgh Swanson School of Engineering will take the lead on a five-year, $3 million research effort to better identify which brain aneurysms are most likely to rupture. Doctors often have to weigh the risk of brain surgery versus the risk of a rupture if they don't operate. Researcher Ann Robertson says understanding the structures of collagen fibers in aneurysm walls is essential for improving risk assessment. Researchers will use computational models to explore the mechanisms of structural failures. Federal prosecutors and FBI agents in Pittsburgh this week offered more details from a recent takedown of the Avalanche Network. The group is accused of inflicting hundreds of millions of dollars in losses worldwide before it was dismantled with the arrest of five key suspects. Documents show a business in Carnegie lost $387,000 when someone drained the money from the company's online account. Another business in Newcastle was twice targeted with unsuccessful efforts to steal more than $120,000. The Justice Department says the network infected at least 500,000 computers worldwide. This week, the Tech Report looks at curing cancer. It might sound cliche, but that's exactly what a small startup with some big backing is trying to do from its UPark headquarters in Harmer. The company is Western Oncolytics, and according to Chief Science Officer Stephen Thorne, they think they have a virus that allows the body's immune system to attack and kill cancer tumors.
We see a lot of efficacy against a lot of different cancers, so we're thinking about approaches that aren't targeted to a particular cancer origin, a particular disease type, but if it recognizes a cancer as foreign, doesn't really care what organ it comes from, is still going to hopefully target and reject it.
Thorne says the idea that a virus could help kill cancer is more than 100 years old, but it has only been since the 1990s that scientists have been able to splice and dice DNA to create a virus specifically designed to take down cancer. At first, the viruses were built only to grow inside a tumor.
Because this virus could only replicate in a cancer cell and not in a normal cell, you end up with something, a therapy that actually can amplify itself up exactly where it's needed and would directly destroy the cancer cells as a result of the viral replication.
As the research grew, scientists started to realize that such a virus can counteract a cancer cell's ability to hide from the immune system, which allows the body to, for the first time, recognize the cancer as being foreign and begin to attack it. Thorne says that originally was done by replacing one part of the virus's DNA to limit it to replicating only within a cancer cell and one DNA change to stimulate the body's immune response to the cancer.
We've taken a step forward in complexity because we have a virus that has several gene deletions, several transgenes inserted into the virus, and a surface modification to help deliver it more effectively to the tumor.
Western Oncolytics also believes that its virus can be introduced into the bloodstream of the cancer patient rather than being injected directly into a tumor.
The virus will settle in infect multiple different organs throughout the body, but only actually be able to replicate and carry on a productive infection within the tumor. And so it gets cleared everywhere else, but just amplifies itself up and replicates selectively in the tumor.
Thorne says the only side effect of the virus running around in the patient's body would be flu-like symptoms. The company has the backing of the pharmaceutical giant Pfizer. It's currently creating the virus on a clinical scale and hopes to be able to begin human clinical trials in 2017. The first step will be ramping up from small doses to larger doses with an eye on finding the right amount that would be needed to kill anything from breast cancer to pancreatic cancer. And that's this week's Tech Report. I'm Mark Newbar.
Pittsburgh Tech Report is supported by ANSYS, developing engineering simulation software for clients worldwide since 1970.